Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband wishing you a Merry Christmas. I had an interesting day. I pray that the Lord granted you joy this day. My first contact from outside was my friend Corey from Utah. That relationship still I find so very amazing because we don't share the same foundation, but there's a mutual love and respect, and I find that amazing. I find more love and respect from a Mormon than a person who claims the Bible is our final authority, and specifically PCA leadership. But I found that delightful. I did get a second from my friend Daniel New, and it was a apparently limited distribution email, and I felt really honored to be included on it. And the words he gave, I think, were inspiring, encouraging, and very wise. And I was delighted to receive that. But then I also did spend about 4 hours, I think, with Lynn and Gary today to celebrate a Christmas meal that Lynn prepared. I did get to cut the ham, it was a joy to be there. And you know, it's fascinating to me because the depth of dialogue I have with Chris, for example, is, you know, we get very deep. With Corey, we don't share that foundation, but there's with Daniel, we share the foundation, but I don't think we're seeing quite eye to eye on a number of things. But at the same time, there's the mutual friendship and respect. With Lynn and Gary, it's very surface. But they're my friends, and that love that is shown between the two of them and what they show towards me is remarkable. As you may or may not be aware, I also sent. I was going to do an email. I decided to do a video, so I got two videos in 2 days from me, and I try to keep it short, 7 minutes. So I was pleased, to discuss Hezekiah. And because that's been on my mind really for months, and because I don't want to make what I claim is his mistake, and that is the desire. At least it's okay for me, and it's going to be tough for my kids, but it'd be okay for me. No, I want the burden because I want to love my kids. That's in that video, but. One other thing that I think has grown to be, I would suggest, an important characteristic, because I did talk with Chris about this some days ago, because the depth of our conversation is not like the norm, we actually try to look to see what the Lord is saying. And especially as I've become familiar with the tools, as I'm developing tools for this, in order to be able to examine the scripture, not only by looking at a commentary, that's not the objective. I want to look at what the Lord says and look at it to whatever degree I can in the original language, whether it's Hebrew, whether it's Greek, whether it's the Septuagint of the Hebrew. Try to understand what was said, and then in doing that, especially in learning some of the Greek words, to understand how they're used in context. One that I use constantly is obviously archi, archon, archamai, things of that nature, which is the idea of being first, being a leader, or being a ruler. So it's the same word, but the context gives you what it actually means. It's very different, especially the difference between a leader and a ruler is rather important. There are other words, one that I find fascinating is pos, which is all, because again, it's context driven. Obviously one of the places that is often talked about is the John 3:16, everyone who believes or whatever, the word there is pos or all, but it's wrongly used when it say, oh, all I have to do is believe, and no, that's not what it says. It's all who do believe. You know, so and it's the believe is the pistis pythio and so forth, which is the, you know, believe, faith, and trust is kind of the same root. But that's an important issue in itself. Another one that I think is vital because it's very important in our in the context, especially with the dialogue with Jim Cross, is the Matthew 6:24. You cannot serve two masters or two lords. Because you're not able to serve God and wealth. And the important thing is, you know, Kai is the word ant. And it's there. It's not. So it's the idea that when you say this and that, meaning you have to have both. When you say you're not able to do this and that, in other words, you can't do both. And so the idea that you can serve God and wealth, the Lord is saying, no, you cannot, because there's that and in there. You can't serve them both. It is one or the other or neither. But, you know, in the language itself, it's one or the other or neither, but not both. So when you say you have to be pragmatic about it, you're telling God that, no, you misunderstand. No. God understands. He's our the one and only teacher. He's the one that teaches us. And he states directly, you cannot serve God and wealth. You can't be pragmatic. You choose one or the other. You can't have both. So these are the things that I find important. All that to say, the way I describe the story of Hezekiah, the way I described the things I just described, have you noticed that I'm striving to know the Lord, especially to my wife? Do you want wealth or a man who seeks after God? Merry Christmas. I love you.